This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stasio. House Republicans were stunned yesterday when Representative Kevin McCarthy withdrew from the speaker's race. The future of the position remains in question as party leaders scramble to find a new nominee. Speaker John Boehner announced his resignation a few weeks ago. That came at the urging of several members of the House Freedom Caucus, a conservative faction of the GOP that includes North Carolina Representative Mark Meadows. Mark Barrett is a political reporter with the Asheville Citizen-Times who's been following the story and joins me now from WCQS in Asheville. Welcome, Mark.
Thanks for having me.
You just spoke with Representative Meadows moments ago. What did he say about the surprise announcement?
Well, actually, he's still tied up in something else in Washington, so I was not able to speak to Mr. Meadows this morning.
All right, because we were waiting for you. You sat down in that chair, and they said he's there because we knew that that meeting was pending. Well, let's talk a little bit about this, because his name, now Mark Meadows, is closely associated with this. That insurgent group, that group known as the Freedom Caucus, had been urging Boehner to step down. For a long time, nobody took it seriously. And then the speaker steps down. What's his role in all this?
Well, you know, it's Mr. Meadows has come up in this in a couple different ways. The main thing is in late July, just before the House was scheduled to go on a recess that lasted till mid-September, he filed a motion to vacate the chair, essentially to declare the House Speaker's job vacant. And at the time, people kind of laughed about it, at least some people did. Mr. Boehner didn't take it, at least outwardly, appeared not to take it very seriously. But, you know, it did end up having a significant role in Boehner's decision to resign in late September. Mr. Meadows told me at the time that his intention was to basically start a family conversation, I think it's a phrase he used, to get members of Congress talking to their constituents when they went home and held town hall meetings and other meetings during the break. And basically when they came back, I think Speaker Boehner said, you know, I'm not the guy who can lead this caucus forward, and I'm gonna quit. And
the motion
itself probably didn't cause all that all by itself, but it did kind of it put the topic even more on the agenda than it already was.
Well, because it's a direct affront to the leadership of the party. I mean, you could write another memo that says, "Why don't we all go home and have a dialogue with our constituents?" That's another way to ask for that. So when you make a frontal attack, it raises the larger question about whether or not the Republican Party has split, and whether the Republican leadership in the House has, in Congress in general, and then nationally, has a very serious party and is facing two separate parties at this moment.
Yeah, the Michael Bitzer, who teaches political science at Catawba College, told me yesterday, basically we have three parties in the U.S. House right now, the Democrats, the House Freedom Caucus, which is a group of about 40 members who are on the far right of the party, and then the rest of the Republicans. It's not at all clear how this is all going to shake out and whether those two Republican groups can get together and agree on someone to lead their chamber. And frankly, the bigger question is, can they get agree on how to run the government from here on out once they do get somebody in power?
Well, and you have to take a look at the logic of that Freedom Caucus. Again, this is a direct descendant of the Reagan-Thatcher years. Reagan says government is the problem. Thatcher says there's no such thing as society. The logical outcome of that is that it's every person for themselves. So I will keep the chicken processing plant and the oil refinery from being next door to me. I don't need a government to do that. That's the logical outcome of this, and does present a problem for those who want to govern, right? If you want rules about which laws come up or which bills come up before the House and which don't, that philosophy and approach that Mark Meadows wanted, he wanted more open, the leadership to be more open to more bills. Well, you know, there's only so many hours in a day. So it's a fascinating problem for the Republican Party nationally. And what about locally? What about here in the state of North Carolina? Does this have implications here in North Carolina?
It does. This whole controversy has raised Representative Meadows' stature, you know, here in his district, of course, as well as across the country. It also affects Patrick McHenry, whose district runs from Gaston County to take in a lot of the western Piedmont, and in an interesting bit of legislative map making, downtown Asheville. Mr. McHenry is now the chief deputy whip in the House and wanted to move up to House whip, which is the third most important position. But his candidacy was contingent on Kevin McCarthy moving up, and then Steve Scalise, who is now the whip, moving up to majority leader. Well, doesn't look like that's going to happen. So it's not clear what's going to happen to Patrick McHenry also. Then you've got Walter Jones, who has a district down in the eastern part of the state. He wrote a letter earlier this week saying anyone who wants a leadership position in the House caucus should be sure they don't have any skeletons in their closet. And it's not, frankly, really clear to what extent that had anything to do with what's happened here this week, but it's a possibility, I suppose.
Right, or whether or not Jones knew in particular, because that's the other part of this remarkable story about McCarthy stepping away from the race, is that there are now hints of an extramarital affair, and Jones was, in fact, asked about that, whether he knew about any particulars before he wrote that note, and here he is talking to Fox News' Shep Smith.
Well, I don't know. This was written primarily because I've been here 20 years, and I remember the night that Newt stepped down, the next night Bob Livingston stepped down, and the chaos it put the Republican Party in. I've seen several things since that did not deal with Mr. McCarthy, but just dealt with other people in the Republican Party. I don't know what anybody does when they leave the House, nor do they know what I do. But I know one thing about this. Shepard, our country's in deep, deep trouble. We need to have leadership in the House that we can say, look at that leader. He is a man of integrity. So what this was meant for all those running for office for the three positions that you named.
Well, let's leave aside the scandal for a moment. That story will unfold how
it will. Yeah, I don't know if there is a scandal, to be honest. Whether those rumors are true, I have no idea.
Right. But the other side of that, because they're generated by emails that did come from conservatives who have threatened to expose an alleged scandal. We know that much. We don't know the details. So again, it gets to this leadership problem and what this means for the Republican Party nationally. But also here in North Carolina, you know, North Carolina state legislators wrote a letter in support of Meadows, who are trying to push Boehner out. Again, does this have any political implications here in North Carolina? Is what's happening in Washington a macrocosm of some of the complexities of politics in North Carolina?
To an extent, you notice that some in the General Assembly this year, particularly in the House, when the House passed its version of the state budget. Some Democrats voted for it. Some Republicans voted against it. Of course, most Republicans did favor it, but the Republicans who were opposed to it were the most conservative members of that chamber. I don't get the sense that Republicans in North Carolina are in as much disarray, maybe is a little bit too strong of a term, but I think they are more united than the folks in Washington. But some of this could over time sort of, seep into the local level. And, it really exists at the local level. A lot of Tea Party folks, for example, are not real crazy about Patrick McHenry, for good or for bad. And probably some of the more establishment Republicans are not crazy about Mark Meadows, although they haven't said a whole lot about that lately because he seems to have a pretty fair amount of support, particularly in his district.
All right, Mark, great to talk with you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Mark Barrett, a political reporter for the Asheville Citizen-Times, joined me from WCQS in Asheville.